Welcome to Reflections. After the first segment, my guest today is attorney Joaquin Monserrate Matienzo, a criminal lawyer, and also does civil work and in both the local and the federal courts. And we've just been discussing his background. Incidentally, as I walked in today for the program, we had my mentor in WIPR, Monica Frontera, was here, and they were talking, and she was speaking about your brother,
pediatrician,
and she just was saying what a fantastic doctor that was, one of her favorite persons,
and they were
reflecting on who's passed away. Your brother has passed away. Two brothers who were doctors.
Yes, and both passed away.
And both of them, okay. And Monica, we've always...
She made me almost cry.
She was the one to help me start the program, the first program back in September 2021. It's a new station, a new program with a new title and everything, after the 1 hour, I walked out and she was listening to everything, and it's kind of like having a final exam, I looked at her and she says, "Fantastic, you were fantastic. This is going to be a great program. I loved it," which you really needed at that moment. Probably she didn't think it was that great, but at least I was telling Waco that you have to be really careful in this life. Is one of the problems we're talking about, ex-Governor Wanda Vasquez, and all that. You got to be careful because you have to be conscious that people rarely, very, very rarely, are going to tell you that your program is awful and that you're, the substance and your articulation and everything else. Very few people are going to come and do that kind of thing. So most people that are going to finally talk to you about the program are going to be positive. Then that's just human nature. If you live in a world that's kind of kind, and so you have to be very careful that you don't let these things go to your head. And what happens to a lot of politicians is that everybody around them just speaks of how great they are, even those that don't believe that they're that great, and then forget the people who don't like them. Are not going to be telling them the truth, or they're not going to listen. So, but besides the legal profession, you got involved you've been in all kinds of committees and commissions in both the local, the Correo de Abogados, and in the federal. But you've also been involved in, I didn't realize you were a great basketball player in the Hall of Fame, but you've been in the president of the baseball commission.
Yes.
I was just remarking that in this world that I've look back on, and have been a lot of different organizations, and the two that have been really disastrous, the word disastrous, there's no other word for it, has been president of a condominium association. That was been the worst experience I've ever had. And the other one was being a coach, Pee Wee football, was also not a good experience. and I've seen these fights in the judo and in the athletic associations.
Yes,
the fights are just continuous. So your experience was positive?
Well, I can say my experience in the league was very positive because I loved the job, but I resigned. I resigned because of those things that you're saying. These people, they were only six owners, and they could not get along. They were more interested in hurting one or the other directors than in benefiting the league and benefiting the whole group, It was very petty in that sense, and I was disgusted, and I resigned.
Yeah,
but let me tell you, during the time that I could be very creative and things which I did, I devoted so much time with a lot of energy. I was younger, but I had so many ideas. I have been a baseball fan since I was 7 years old in my home. Every brother had a different team. Mm. We had arguments, and our cousins came in and from different teams. Oh, we had wonderful experience as a youngster with sports, you know. Baseball was number one. And my father was very much into baseball. He was, when he was assigned to the courts in Guayama, he was one of the founders of the Guayama team in 1938. Which was the champion team for 38 and 39 and 40. And I was born in that thing, sports.
Yeah, I know. Those, but most of my life was baseball. Those were two. I could have. You learned a lot from it, and the challenges were tremendous. And you know,
the petty things that really you cannot condone, nor really be enthusiastic about people fighting for something which is unjust, and then not only unjust, it hurts them, but if the reason was to hurt the other one, that's crazy, you know.
Yeah.
But that's
Marco, tell us a little bit about the, you know, this we have the local system and the federal system, and both in the civil, and I know this is a whole year course.
Yeah.
On all this area, federal jurisdiction is a whole semester of but in terms of our listeners, what are the basic differences on a high level, not getting to the details of the criminal system and the local versus the federal.
What is a federal case? What is a federal case? In the 60s, federal criminal cases were bank robbery. There was some narcotics cases. In those days, the violation of the narcotics law was a violation of treasury cases. As a matter of fact, the fellow who tried those cases, who was in charge of charging those cases in the federal jurisdiction, was José Núñez Valverde. He was an employee of the Departamento de Hacienda de Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And the violation was that the narcotics, X, Y, or Z, didn't have a stamp paying duties because of the illegality, was not paying the duty. That was changed with the Drug Enforcement Act. And now we have in the federal court most of the important drug cases, if not all, because even the local government, which does not have the resources, if they have a good narcotic, I say good in the sense of good for the prosecution, good case, or big case in terms of the quantity of illegal substance involved, they call the federals, and the federal have a lot of resources, and they go back to the federal court, which they have, the federal laws are very favorable to the prosecution in the federal court. And the judges, in general terms, are very, very in favor of the prosecution in terms of split call decisions, you know. And the case, the laws are tougher, and the sentencing system is absurd, but it's the one that they have. Sentences aren't imposed on the basis of numbers. You do this, it's five. And this was done with two or more fellows, that you had two. It was done with a weapon, you had three. And it was done close to a school, you had five. And you keep adding, and then you have a huge number, and the individual is sentenced based on that,
right,
on high numbers. The only reduction they have under that federal code is if they become rats, if they come and testify for the government. So you have cases like Anaudi Hernandez, who was a corruption case from the days of Aníbal Acevedo Vilá, and he has not been sentenced. That's 5-10 years ago. He keeps testifying in cases, but he's not sentenced. Why? Because those cases are on appeal, or those cases have co-defendants that have not been tried, and the fellow is living peacefully all around San Juan, enjoying all the money that he has earned with his businesses, and it's crazy, you know. But in the local courts, what do they have? They have a code, which I take opportunity to criticize it here, because it's a code with fixed sentences. In other words, there is a we were talking about that, just you and me, what judges sometimes have to be creative to try to be just. And because the code has sentences, this is 5 years, this other is 7 years, this other is... How in the hell a judge is going to determine that 5 years is the proper sentence? Because you have to see who was the fellow who committed the offense. And you have to see who was the victim. You have to see if there were circumstances which are reduce the responsibility. And other times it could increase the responsibility. Right. So I am in favor. I expressed myself before the Senate. They invited me to talk about this. And I took my penal code, and full of every article. I had a sticker, a yellow, one of those stickers. And I was talking to I was talking to the senators there, and I saw I was talking blank. You know, they were not jotting down nothing. They were just watching, and because they prepared these codes for one reason: impression.
Yeah, the political...
They do it as an act to show that they care about people. They don't. It's just to show other people. And for instance,
In your experience, I mean, the persons that have, you know, the many, many criminals that have come to you, were they aware of you know, what would be?
What a wonderful question! You tell me that they put 15 years for X and Y or Z crime, that the person who commits that offense is thinking about 15 years. They don't think about that.
It has no relevance to their decisions or what they do.
They have no it has no relevance. And the people who kill, they are not thinking that they can be behind bars for life. The thing that is really, I see, that is a way to make people conscious, is that if you do it, you get caught. If you do something and you get caught, that type of thing, that's a way to stop crime. Mm-hmm. Not these huge sentences, which end up always when a judge is going to sentence and has no other alternative, because either you give him 15 years or you have to resign.
You have to
see, because there's no probation. There's this amount of years in prison, and then, Jorge, how about the prison system? Do you see people rehabilitated in the prison system? It's impossible. It's impossible because the conditions are so bad. The lack of teaching, lack of schooling, lack of technical employees who can work effectively, trying to rehabilitate.
And that's
the
both
human
the local and the federal.
Oh yes, yes. Yeah. Federal has more
support. Difference.
Yeah, federal has a much bigger amount of money to do things like, and there are things that are done very well. But then you have things like schooling, or that you can be a teacher at school. I wonder how many people get rehabilitated under our system. And even under the federal system, rehabilitation is, you see, I study that in Italy a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And rehabilitation is the essence of the penal system. Rehabilitation, of course. There are people.
Do you think in Italy is there a system that works better in the rehabilitation? Well, is there a system?
The writings of the great professor about that is fantastic. But the system depends also on politicians like we have here.
So it ends up being the same everywhere.
They put a sentence and the judge can do nothing. But those great professors, they have the writings of what to do. It started with Lombroso and Beccaria and those geniuses of the Middle Ages, 1700s. You know, they were so advanced about rehabilitation and all that. But anyway, what I'm telling you in the federal system, it's most of the criminal cases. This is not my statistic. This is in their books. 98% of the cases, criminal cases, end up with a plea. Plea agreement, Rule 11. And they, under the agreement, they reduce the charges, trying to do something, the defendants sometimes, and it happens. They are not guilty. And sometimes they go and plead guilty because the consequences of going to court and trying the case and being found guilty, they can be exposed to life.
Right. And the expenses to undertake the trial, which is
it's absolutely not sustainable. But 98% of the cases don't go to trial. It's not because, it's not necessarily because the cases are so well investigated that there's no chance for an acquittal. I don't believe in that. But there are very poor cases that some lawyers go there and plead them guilty because they have no other, they're scared of what the consequences are. And it's very difficult to get probation in the federal system since the Reagan years, with the quote, you do the crime, you serve the time. But we have been following this same stupidity in our system. And I fought against that. I have expressed myself in different conferences and lessons which we go and around the island to the Bar Association, criticizing that. But I'm not a politician. So we have these politicians that they think that putting enormous sentences and punishments, that makes them great politicians. It's not. Mm-hmm. History denies that.
Well, we've run out of time in the second segment. We have another segment. this is Reflections. Jorge, the person who's kind of surprised. We have another segment. So you're listening to attorney Joaquin Monserrate Matienzo, a notable, well-known criminal attorney, both in the local and federal court. We'll be right back at the Reflections. We're going to talk about Wanda Vasquez, and you're going to be very. If I don't give you the little air time for that, so we'll be right back right after the pause. Okay.